listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Right? We did it.
Sweet.
So, in your ear. Do you want to boot?
Say the words you love to hear.
Boop. Mark, do you want to boot also?
Boop. I can also boot.
Boop.
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 Boop. Perfect. I think we nailed it. Hello and welcome once again to Kiss and Tell. This is episode lucky number 7. I am here with Mare, Mario Domo, and miles away, hundreds of miles away across the Atlantic is Corey Schmitz. And Corey, how is the weather over there?
It's raining.
Corey's actually just maybe like half a mile away at his house, but we're trying out this remote thing to see how it works, and God willing, it'll work well. Mari, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I had 2 sandwiches before I came over here, so I'm in a better mood than last week.
So he's not grumpy.
So we can all agree the problem with last show was Mari's hunger.
Probably.
I can't tell you the chain of audio filters and effects I had to do to remove the grumbling and salivating. The visceral animal noises that were coming from your mouth.
That's gross.
It is pretty gross. Speaking of gross, we have an email. I think it's from someone who knows a lot about Mari. Somebody who's got the inside scoop. It's the first feedback in Corey's big stack of feedback. You want to hit
this
that,
This is a whistleblower.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Here's a good secret. One time, Mari ate so much chocolate cake that it wouldn't come off of his face. He was so embarrassed about it that he made up the story that he crashed into a bush on his bike and that the cake was actually congealed blood. We all know Mari loves cake. Also, Mari doesn't know how to drive.
Mari, do you have anything to say to these allegations?
Well,
what flavor cake was it?
Yeah, what's your favorite
chocolate cake?
So you had chocolate cake all over your face.
Yeah, but what kind of chocolate cake? Devil's food?
I was back in high school.
Picture this.
Maybe I was like 16, 15 years old, riding down a very steep hill. If you live in Seattle, it's maybe steeper than Denny Hill.
That's not that steep. I ride down that hill every day.
Denny's pretty steep.
Were you doing a trick to impress some
ladies?
No,
I was just going fast. I just had to leave this hill area.
Okay, so then what?
And then I crashed my bike and slowly, you know, scraped my face. on the side of the hill.
A slow motion face scrape.
Yeah. And okay. Then I was bleeding from my face and I have scars on my chin, and I had to ride into town and ask a restaurant if I could use their bathroom so I could wash my face, and I had to walk
ride
by.
Into town.
What?
I like how you ride into town? Like you're a cowboy?
Yeah. What restaurant was it? Was it a saloon?
I think it was an Italian restaurant.
So people are there. They have like, you know, marinara sauce in their face, spaghetti sauce in their face. And you walk in with what appears to be
cake.
A thick ragu sauce all over your face.
Pretty much.
Okay. Then what happened?
And then I washed my face in the bathroom, and I rode a couple miles back to my friend's house and waited for my mom to pick me up because I didn't have a cell phone back then. So I couldn't call her and tell her that I had
landed on your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
did you
she
cry?
Picked me up. She didn't cry. She picked me up at my friend's house and thought I had cake on my face because all the blood had congealed, I guess.
Wait, Corey, did you ask if Mari cried or if his mom cried?
I asked if Mari cried, but I'm kind of interested if either of them cried.
Oh, no, neither of us cried.
Nobody cried. Okay. Well, there it is. Mari loves cake, as we all knew.
I like pie.
And Mari will tell you lies about anything to get at your cake. So on your birthdays or on different parties, don't trust Mari because he'll steal your cake. Right.
Only if it's pie.
Only if your cake is pie. Corey, what do we got next? Next feedback.
All right, here's the next one. Hey, guys. I'm the strikeout doubt person from Gwen Stefani's Kiss and Tell episode. My follow-up letter is too long for airtime, but I wanted to share it with you to read in the comfort of your homes. But we're going to read it on the air.
We'll read part of it, sure. Let's do it.
Just part of it, yeah. I'm not Gwen, but to facilitate a feeling of familiarity without giving away any of my identity, you're all welcome to call me so.
It's totally Gwen Stefani.
When I wrote in to tell you that I wanted to strike out, I meant leave my secure but boring job to start my own company. I could stay with this organization, build up savings, and retire when I'm 50, but in the thought of doing so made me sad. I don't want to be sad. And Scott referenced the lovely Mark Twain quote that has given me the kick in the pants I needed. I'm going to go for it. Thanks, guys.
Well, do it, man. I'm glad that, you know, acting as a vessel for the words of Mark Twain, which I believe I butchered. I meant to look up that quote, but...
But you didn't.
I didn't do it. And I think there's actually a Mark Twain quote about looking up quotes. I can't.
Is there a Mark Twain quote about you looking up Mark Twain quotes?
Yeah, I think there is. It's recursive. Gwen, thank you for writing in. I think you should definitely strike off into the world. Because, yeah, come on. When you're going to be 50 years old, you're looking back. I think you're making the right choice. It's a wide, wild world out there. You got to go explore it. What do you got next, Corey?
Oh, I like this next one.
Okay.
I like Corey Schmitz. He's the best part of this show. If I wasn't dating someone right now, I'd go after him. I don't look like a boy, and I have C cup, though. And then an awesome emoticon.
Okay, so this is from the massive Corey Schmitz fan base.
Yep, yes, yeah. This is just one of thousands of members.
One of thousands of emails we get every week.
And this person also spelled my name perfectly correct.
That is, yeah, I noticed
yeah,
that.
That's rare.
This is technically your first real fan mail, because I think previous fan
yes.
mail.
This is the first person that's ever liked me.
That's beautiful, Corey. I'm glad to hear that. I think we got another feedback, right? This is important.
Also, I wanted to say that, you know what? I don't care that you have C cups and you don't look like a boy. I still love you.
Oh, thanks. That's nice, Corey.
Okay, here's the next one. Married neighbor blowjob fantasy girl. Thought I'd give you some background on this. I messed around with this neighbor for the first time 11 years ago. This continued on and off for the next 5 years until I met my husband. I moved away, and now I'm back living with my parents while my husband is away for work. I saw this neighbor again and have started fantasizing about blowing him, just like the old times. I love my husband very much, and I have no intention on cheating on him. He is amazing, and we have three wonderful kids together. What is wrong with me? Why am I fantasizing about this other guy?
Oh, man. Well, the plot thickens, right? I mean, now we got a little more background on this. And it's even tougher because it's not just like pure fantasy, right? It's not pure imagination. You've got the image baked into your brain pan.
Is it tough, though? I mean, whatever. She sounds like she's got her shit together.
Well, I don't know. She sounds like life is fine, but husband's away on work. She's living with the parents, probably boring. Got the kiddos to think of, and then there's this chiseled Adonis living next door. This beautiful Greco-Roman god just out there.
Wonderful dynamo.
Out there every day carrying like 50 pounds.
Bales of hay?
Yeah, carrying bales of hay. Yeah. He's out there carrying bales of hay with his shirt off.
And churning he comes butter.
Up, churning butter. He comes up to the door occasionally to ask for some lemonade to help him cool off. I mean, I can see how this is a difficult thing. Mari, what do you think about this? I mean, you had some pretty strong opinions about that.
No, I think it's fine. Whatever.
The fantasy's fine?
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, but what about the what is wrong? What is wrong with me? Why am I fantasizing about this other guy?
There's nothing wrong with you. And you're fantasizing because that's what you do.
I know, but Mari... As we've established, hates love and marriage and hates...
Yes. I like love. No, I kind of love love, actually.
He hates love.
If you're really feeling bad about this, I mean, it's tricky.
Just blow him.
No, don't do it. Oh, my gosh, don't do it.
Just do it.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it sounds like you're worried about it, but you keep doing it, which maybe that feeds into it, like you feel a little bad about it and makes it even a little more awesome. If you really want to stop, I don't know what to tell you unless you can try to condition yourself to stop. Anytime you start to think about... You know, anytime you start to fantasize about that happening, sabotage that fantasy by imagining your husband walking in. And that will probably ruin that fantasy. And if you do it enough, then you will probably feel terrible and not even want to do it anymore.
That's weird.
It is weird, but how
else I don't want to do that.
Well, I know, but how else are you going to kick this thing? How else are you going to kick this habit?
She doesn't have to.
Okay. Well, Mari, according to Mari, you can just be a depraved animal. But people like Corey and I know.
Sophisticates.
Sophisticates.
Yeah. Aristocats.
We're sophisticated.
Aristocrats.
Oh, well. One more feedback. How about that?
This is the final feedback from Corey's feedback. I feel way creepy because I would like to become friends with Mare, but I feel I'd annoy him and be just another person among many.
Well, I can almost guarantee you that you would annoy Mari because he's very easily annoyed.
Yeah.
So if you,
pretty much everyone annoys me.
Yeah, Mari's annoyed right now.
I've never annoyed Mari before.
I think
that's not true.
Corey probably has the world record for annoying Mari.
No, that's not true.
Who has the world record, if not Corey?
I don't know, people.
It's totally Corey. What is it? Do you think this is like a Tumblr pal or like a what? Or just what do you think this is, Maury?
Probably. I don't.
Do you have anything you want to say to this person?
If this person's awesome, then yeah, we should be friends.
You should be bros?
Yeah.
What if they're not?
Then what if they're then just, it won't work out.
What if they're just one person among many?
I don't know. Just follow me on Twitter and like say things that are neat.
You want to know how to get into Mari's good books?
What? How?
Flatter him. Flatter him. He always falls for the old flattery. Talk, you know, go comment on his tweets.
Isn't that true? True for everyone?
Yeah, but Mari's especially. Mari loves this stuff. He lives on the stuff. That was our feedback. Are we ready to roll into the secrets? Is it secret time?
I constantly complain about how tired I am of being alone, but I don't know where to even start when it comes to looking for a girlfriend.
Okay, Cupid. Done. Finished.
Is that it?
No, I don't think that's it.
Wait for it to come to you, man. Wait for it to come to you.
There's definitely something to that. Like the if you're looking so hard, you're not going to find it. Like it's tricky. It's tough stuff. And I think
a watched pot never boils.
A watched pot never gets a girlfriend.
Tell you a watched right girlfriend never gets a watch.
Never gets any. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It makes perfect. Those are wise words from Corey. Well, okay. Maybe who are you complaining to? Quit it. Stop. It's not going to fix anything.
Probably on Twitter.
Probably girls are not drawn to the fact that you're complaining about it.
And you have no confidence.
Yeah.
Get your confidence came up.
Oh, whoa. Marty, what do you say to this guy? What do you think about this?
I don't know if it's about confidence so much. I mean, confidence is really good, but I think it's just about being comfortable with yourself.
Well, to me...
That's confidence.
I mean, I can relate to the not even knowing where to start thing. Because I don't... Normally, you know, the normal game, the normal hunt is you go to the bar, you go to places like that. That I just don't enjoy. I don't like going to parties. I don't like going to bars.
Do people really do that, though? Do they meet people at bars?
Yeah, all the time. I've watched it happen.
I've never...
Mario, we have friends that do that all the time.
Which is why you're also not very good at this.
I can't wrap my mind around that.
Well, but it's what people do. And, like, thinking about where to begin, it's difficult. Like, unless there's just some, you know, eligible young ladies in the normal circle of your life at work or at school, something like that, like... It's difficult, particularly if you're not an especially extroverted person. You don't just want to walk up and start chatting up some ladies, you know? Like, it's kind of awkward. And I can, in my own personal history, I've always fared much better if I had some other kind of exposure to the person, like if we were just around each other for other reasons and got to know each other. That's always worked well for me, but you can't fake that. Like, it just has to happen. Otherwise... What do you do? What do you do, Corey? What do you do, Mari?
If you're in college, like go to friends' parties. That's a good place to meet some ladies.
What if you hate parties, though?
Then I'd say internet.
The internet? It's not internet? A bad... Well, here...
Girlfriends.com?
Girlfriends.com. / girlfriends _date. Date me. You can. I think all three of us have accounts on OkCupid, and each of us has had varying degrees of success with the site. I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm not super decided on it at the moment. I haven't had super great luck.
I've had good luck.
Mari's had good luck.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some dates, things like that. For me, the whole internet thing is difficult because physical chemistry, and I don't mean just like sexual attraction, but just the chemistry of being around somebody is something so specific to being in their actual presence that
that's hard to
manage over the internet. You can try an OkCupid profile and at least go on some dates and see how that works out for you. You can try... to go to some parties, do some things like that. Or if you want to go crazy, just talk to some cutie girl at the coffee shop. Just give it a whirl. Like, it's not, there's not really anything you can lose. But I think maybe the real advice is Corey's. Just don't, if you worry too much about it, it's going to become a problem. Just let it play out. Let it play out like a beautiful movie. Mari, were you going to say something?
Oh, I said, anyway, who cares? Because just be awesome.
That's the other thing is girls are horrible. And please stay away from them because they'll ruin your life. So that's my advice to you is you're doing everything right. And anything you can do to stay away from girls is I fully endorse.
Use your free time with no girlfriend to make cool art and stuff to impress girls.
Actually, that's if I do have a plan, if there's any kind of agenda for me, it's since I don't like going places to meet girls, it's just I want to just become famous enough that the girls will come to me. And that is, you crack the code, folks. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to get us all beautiful girlfriends.
I have one.
It worked. See?
Yeah.
Mari, next secret.
I'm in love with a boy, and despite his friends and my brother telling me I wasn't making a good choice, I went ahead and slept with him. I don't regret it at all, but I can't help but feel nervous.
The thing I like about this, or the thing that catches my attention, is that his friends, the boyfriend's friends, are telling you no.
Yeah, not your friends.
How does that work?
He must be awful. I don't know.
Oh, well, who's the awful one? Are are the friends like stepping in, like, you're not good enough for him, stay away? Or, man, our friend is terrible.
Please. I'm assuming, well, yeah, I mean,
the dudes bad have, news.
Yeah, you can have bad friends.
You can have, but that's true. maybe they just like the girl more than they like their friend. Maybe they want to sleep with her.
Some people just aren't good boyfriend material.
Person, what can I say? Like, it all kind of depends on what your expectations are. Like, how far you want to go with it. If you're, you know, it's your life. You make your decisions. You be smart about it. Pay attention. You don't need to let them run your life, but maybe you should. If someone's friends are telling you not to date someone, I might make note of that. I might. You know, just take a quick note of that on a sticky note or something that I can reference later, because that to me sounds kind of insane.
Maybe they want you for themselves.
Maybe that's it. Maybe all of them as a collective group want to date you.
Yeah, that could be it.
That's probably
awful.
That's probably not. Mari, you think he's awful?
Who cares?
Okay.
That's been my
Mari's
opinion.
Mari's answered everything for all this. Who cares? Don't care.
Have sex with whoever you want.
Okay.
Have sex with everybody.
I don't think that Mari...
Just do it.
Mari's a font of good advice tonight. Oh, that's, in the end, that's probably what's going to happen anyway. I mean, whatever people tell you or whatever, at the core of it, you're going to do what you want to do. And
yeah.
Just weigh that out. Like, if you're nervous about it, if you're nervous just because people are telling you things, don't worry too much about it. If you're nervous because you have some kind of hint that maybe this isn't the best thing, maybe look at that a little bit closer. But yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Don't let other people run your life, but I bet your brother's just looking out for you. I mean, they're probably just trying to help. Don't freak out about it, but maybe at least consider what they're saying to you. Right?
Yeah, and brothers are supposed to be jealous, or not jealous, but protective.
Yeah, brothers aren't supposed to let anybody sleep with their sister. It's a rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mari, what do we got next? What's the next secret?
I saved an apology letter an ex wrote me on my hard drive, and I reread it from time to time. I'll never tell them because they'll immediately assume I still love them. Asshole. But really, it's to remind myself that I am worth so much more than they or people like them were ever capable of giving. I've been so close to thanking them, it's ridiculous.
I think that's a pretty healthy thing to do. If there's, particularly if you like are looking at the wreckage of a relationship and you can pull out something that makes you feel better about yourself, I think that's super healthy.
Yeah, and I think, just memories. It's just memories.
Mari, what do you
Yeah, just remember the good times.
Well, but also remember the bad times so you don't end up with the same terrible...
Well, yeah, but focus on the positive and move on.
Yeah, I this sounds super healthy to me. And I think that there's nothing wrong with it. And I totally understand not... I mean, it's tricky because, yeah, maybe part of you wants to thank them, but then it could send the wrong message. And maybe it's just too recent. Maybe sometime down the line you would feel comfortable doing that. Or maybe not. Maybe you realize they really are, you know, a total loser and not worth your time, but... Maybe, you know, maybe it was worth it in your life to whatever the difficulties were to get that reinforcement. So that's great.
Good for you.
I'm all for it. Yeah, good for you. What do we got next?
My brother walks around in his underwear all the time. I can see his wiener through his tiny boxers, and it makes me uncomfortable. My dad does this too. Should I be more comfortable? Should I be more comfortable with my family members being so open with their bodies?
Oh, what do you guys think? You guys
tell your dad to put some pants on, and tell your stupid brother to not wear his tiny boxers.
You both have siblings, right?
Yeah.
Have you been in this situation?
I've been on the other side. I totally walk around in my underwear all the time.
Can people see your wieners?
I can't see my wiener. That's ridiculous.
How tiny do your boxers have to be? Because kind of to me, the idea of boxers are almost shorts. Like they're almost clothing. They're baggy. They're not super revealing. What do you think, the flaps open? Like what's the problem here?
They must be.
This person should just make a lot of penis jokes all day until they get the picture.
Is that good? Or are you gonna like ruin your brother's life?
You should, like, well, eat a sausage in front of them.
They're not wearing anything protective, so just throw like a hacky sack at their hacky sack.
Oh no.
They should just give it a tug.
I don't know.
Give him a hot bowl of soup.
Whoa, no.
And like lightly grease the bowl or something.
Oh, no. Man, it's tough. Like, it's one of those things that you should probably, it's not bad to be comfortable with your body. It's probably healthy that, you know, within your family, they're comfortable and everything's fine. But I can totally understand how it's kind of weird. But I really, how do you breach that without it being super awkward?
Like, just yell at them.
Do you do that? Or do you like...
That's the best way to resolve anything. I don't know.
I feel like that might scar somebody for life. Like if you... It's like... It's just such a weird thing. Like then they'll never take their pants off ever again.
Just pretend it's the first time that you ever saw it and just be like, oh my God, you're wiener.
I don't know. I mean, there's semi-tactful ways to do this. Like you could drop a couple lines like, why don't you put some pants on? Like you can say that without bringing up the whole wiener... The wiener situation. Just say, "Would you mind wearing some pants? Like, I'm sick of looking at you in your underwear. Whatever. I think you can do it in sort of a playful, sisterly way that might at least send the message that you're not into it without it being super awkward. But I don't know, man. Maybe it's time to move out. Maybe it's time to move away where you can walk around in your own apartment in your own underwear and in comfort.
Yeah, it's tough because it's their house too.
Yeah, I know it is tough. But- I mean, I feel like when I was, I don't know, I feel like when I was in my middle teens especially, I went around in my underwear all the time. I just didn't even think about it. It was my family. I was just going around in my underwear. Who knows?
Well, yeah, it's like your house.
Yeah, it's your house. Do whatever you want. I don't know. If you are going to bring it up, do it super tactfully. But other than that, maybe just don't worry so much about it. Like, it's not, just avert your eyes or something. I don't know what else.
Avert.
Okay.
I still like my soup idea.
Okay, go for the hot soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's next?
While masturbating the other night, I improvised with a toy lightsaber. It was Yoda's. Like, that makes it any better, right? Right after, I couldn't stop laughing. I regret nothing.
I love this. But my worry is, please tell me the lightsaber belonged to you.
Of course.
Are you sure? Like,
oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Yoda's.
Or not.
It was someone else's.
Like, I mean, if it's like your kid's sisters or like your little brothers, then that's too much. Like, I think improvising is fine. We've heard a lot from different people improvising in different ways in the show before. But when you like get into your kid brother's toy box and start going through his G.I. Joes and Star Wars toys, I think that may be a little bit too much. If it's your own, I mean, it's your lightsaber. You do what you want.
We're talking about one of those big ones, right?
I envision it as one of the extending ones. Like right.
That's what I thought too.
I don't know. That could be dangerous. It could be painful, or it could be it could be amazing.
My mind immediately went to the like Yoda figurine that Mattel made, and the like tiny 1-inch, not 1-inch, like 3-inch lightsaber that they got. No, it's like a toothpick.
No, you would just lose that. It has to be like one of the bigger ones. I imagine it as one of the extending ones, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's one of the super nice like collector's item ones.
It could be.
Maybe it's from her boyfriend's like, you know, hanging on the wall ninja sword and lightsaber collection, and she just took it down. Is that what you think?
I think those are just like Luke and Darth though, aren't they? Do they have a
I think they probably have a Yoda. I think I fully endorse this kind of improvisation as with a couple of caveats that I've already mentioned. I'd like to know a little bit more. Do you think this person could? What do you guys? Should we request more information? I think we're allowed to do that.
Yeah, pics, please.
Yeah, pics, please. Maybe picks. Not pics. Actually, I would be so amazed if you sent some pictures of the lightsaber question. At least send us like the make, model number, price, mileage, like all that. Let us give us some details. Post. I want it to be like a very, you know, the on par with a very deep, detailed Craigslist post. But rather than selling something, you're detailing something that you put in your vagina. Have fun and keep going. I'm 100% behind this.
Maybe we should have a thing too, where people can submit images in the kiss and tell. Or would that just get crazy?
Oh my God. It might scar us all for life, but I'll think about it.
Okay.
The internet.
It would probably ruin the internet, but it could also be amazing. Okay. What do we get next?
I'm a 16-year-old girl in high school and I'm mentoring mentally disabled kids with music therapy. To keep it short, I'm 100% positive he has a huge crush on me. It's really awkward. So awkward that I have to remember I'm mentoring him so I can wear unflattering clothes because I can tell he's looking at me. It's hard to keep him focused on the music when all he wants to do is look at me. Not sure what to do. No, I'm sorry. Not sure what to... Okay, no.
No, this person actually wrote it as a complete sentence instead of just saying what
I'm
do.
So used to reading that.
No, what do.
Yeah, people keep,
what do.
Keep hitting us with the what do's. It's one of those awkward positions that life puts you in.
I've been there.
Well, it's, you know, he on the one hand, maybe he can't help it. And on the other hand, maybe you need to, I mean, set some boundaries, maybe not super explicitly in a way that would be really embarrassing. But I don't think wearing unflattering clothes is a bad idea. And just being, don't be flirty and be, you know, kind but firm with rejecting anything that might come your way. If it gets super weird, maybe talk to his parents or somebody else. But this reminded me of something, actually, that I had a roommate, the second place I lived in Seattle, who was a nanny. And part of her job description, and this was kind of like, you know, not necessarily on the resume, but sort of an understood, kind of a given. Part of her job description was to dress super unsexy when she went to work.
What?
And I think it was, I think it was a way.
I hate this story.
It was a way, I think, to like make the mom comfortable. You know, like.
Was she hot?
Not really, but just like, not even like as unhot as she could possibly be. Just as plain Jane as she could possibly be. And
weird.
And my feeling was that it was kind of like, you know, it makes the mother more comfortable. The mother doesn't want a super hottie nanny around while with the husband and with the kids and whatnot. But the crazy thing about her in particular was by day, she's the super straight laced, could not possibly be plainer, no makeup, anything nanny. And by night, she's like this crazy goth girl. And she would get super decked out and do whippets all night with her friends. And then I would get up in the morning and there would just be CO2 cartridges everywhere, like whippet central. And then she would put on her like drab khaki to her ankles skirt and blouse and then go hang out with these little kids all day. It was such a weird thing.
Did she do whippets with the kids?
I don't know. She was like, it was this weird double life vampire thing where she would come home after not wearing any makeup all day at work and then put on put on so much black goth makeup and then bust out the whippets. It was just, and I don't know if it was like her way of venting the frustrations of the day, but it was a little much, I have to say. Not my favorite roommate I've ever had.
Okay, well. Did that help the girl?
I probably didn't help anybody at all. I tried to be helpful before I went into my story. Do you guys have anything about this? Or like, you know, crushes on you that were wholly inappropriate or anything like that that you...
Well, as far as advice goes, I feel like maybe she can... It doesn't seem like a healthy relationship, and maybe she should ask to have this kid like transferred to another 16-year-old music therapist or something.
Yeah, right. And I think you're right. And I think if like... I guess the point of that is don't feel like you have to feel it alone. You know, I could see how that can get super nerve wracking and build up a lot of anxiety. But if it's something that you're really uncomfortable about, I don't think it's totally out of bounds to ask somebody for help. And that doesn't mean you're like, you know, telling on him or turning him in or something. At 16, there's probably some teachers or mentor or somebody that you can turn to and say, I need a hand with this. And I'm sure you'll get that help. No sweat.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. Don't worry about it. And if it does help you at the end of the day to put on some makeup and do some whippets, that's your life. You know, do what you gotta do.
I don't think that's the answer.
That's probably not the answer. What do we got next, Mari?
Once in high school, I rubbed yogurt on my boobs so that my dog would lick it off me. I don't know why I did that. Maybe it was because I was a virgin. My dog didn't do it though.
She got rejected by her dog.
That's sad.
Doesn't like
standing
yogurt.
There with, was it, yogurt?
Yeah, that's the main problem. You guys know what you're supposed to use, right?
Go-gurt.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, of course. Everybody knows that. Come on.
Chocolate.
Lady. No, chocolate's bad for dogs.
Cat food.
It kills
food.
Dogs, Mara.
Cats.
Cats. Just put cats on your boobs.
Put cats on your boobs and the dogs will love it. This, I feel like, yes, thank you for the secret. It is awesome that you wrote this in and we're willing to confess this. I'm super excited that someone wrote in something like this. Maybe you don't feel weird about it. You say you don't know why you did that. You do. Come on.
Yeah, come
it's
on.
Just one of those things. It's like, you know, it's one of those things that every girl goes through. Like
bestiality phase.
Like it's the bestiality phase. Yeah, it starts with Yoda. It starts with lightsabers typically. And then you're wanting like very small, wise creatures. And you look around and you don't have, you know, a tiny Yoda in your house. You have a little dog. And you have to do what you can do to get that dog involved in the kind of activities you want to be involved in. And yogurt, I think yogurt wasn't the right choice, unfortunately. I don't know if dogs have a lot of interest in yogurt, but peanut butter all the way. Everybody knows that.
What do you think she did with the yogurt?
Afterwards?
After
the dog shut her down?
Yeah. Just stand there, let it.
Do you think this was like the scenario we just read? Like with the girl and the music student?
Yeah.
And it was like this, I could picture that email, like an email coming from the dog that was like, my owner, I really like her. I'm very loyal to her as her dog. And I know she's a virgin and she's got a lot of problems, but she keeps rubbing yogurt on her boobs and she wants me to lick it off. And I'm not comfortable with that. It sounds like he made the right choice. He or she.
I think the dog was very mature.
I think the dog showed a lot of maturity.
You think so?
Yeah, because in high school, you're a teenage girl and you offer your boobs to someone around you, they will probably not reject them. And I think that dog showed a lot of maturity.
Yeah. Is that maturity, or is maybe the dog's gay?
No, I think the dog was very young, but in dog years, he was very old and very mature and very wise. And I thank you to the dog for protecting her and maintaining her purity. Thank you, young lady, for writing in. I appreciate it. Anything else on this? Dogs, yogurt, boobs, anything, Mara?
Do dogs particularly like peanut butter? Or is
they
it
love
just,
it.
Or is it just that
it's
it gets
their
in
favorite.
Their, it gets in their mouth and you go, is that?
I don't actually know. I don't know why I know that. That's just one of those things that I feel like I hear, but it's, you know, like.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if Scott's put like peanut butter on his boobs.
No, I don't think so. I didn't really have a, I had a lot of cats growing up. I don't think they're very interested in peanut butter or boobs, either one. And I don't know that I know, maybe this is one of those things that you just don't know about that girls do with their dogs. But, because I feel like it kind of is, like it's kind of a thing.
I don't know about
girls
that.
I feel like
an unspoken thing.
I don't know. I feel like I've heard or heard hints enough of this kind of thing.
I've heard dudes doing it more than girls.
Really? With peanut butter?
Not with, maybe.
See, well, I don't know.
It's usually situations where someone will be having sex and then a dog will start licking someone's butt.
Oh, okay.
Or humping their leg.
I think that's a different scenario though. That's not planned.
But then they just kind of go with it.
Are you sure?
They're like, all right, sure, dog.
I've not heard that. Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's the difference between boys and girls in this situation. I think.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Exactly. And when you rub peanut butter on your vagina, I think it's the dog's instinct to lick it. But maybe if you had peanut butter on your penis, it seems like a dog might think that whole thing is just food. So I'm going to say right now, any young men right now listening to this, maybe thinking about headed that direction, I would advise to not do that.
If I was a girl, I would not put peanut butter on my vagina to attract a dog. That would be so scary.
Yeah, well, I think if you want to attract anything, you could probably attract a teenage boy without too much effort.
Peanut
if
butter?
If you want someone to lick your boobs, you won't even need the peanut butter.
Teenage boys like Hot Pockets.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like melty cheese?
Yeah, put two Hot Pockets on your boobs.
What about like what about like pizza bagel bites?
Oh, bagel bites. Oh, man.
See, even Mari's mouth is watering.
Oh,
thinking about
gosh.
Mountain Dew.
No, not Mountain Dew. Pepsi Twist.
Yeah, come on.
Cherry Coke.
Oh my gosh. I feel like we've covered this. I think it's a great, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. What do we got next, Mari?
I used my roommate's vibrator a few times while she was away on vacation.
Okay, Corey, you and Mari are roommates, right? You're roommates and friends.
Yeah.
You've lived closely, you know, gone to school closely for a number of years now. But
that number is four.
Because you're friends, there's lots of sharing, there's lots of give and take, but I'm imagining there are some things that are off limits. Like there's some things, Corey, that you would not want Mari to touch while you're on vacation, and Mari, the same goes for you. Is that true? What do you think about that?
What do I think about what?
Like there's things you just don't mess with of your roommates.
Yeah.
Like there's certain boundaries, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like anything sexual is completely off limits.
I guess my point is kind of that is so far down the list of things you should not touch. Like way even before that, you've got like easy things.
PlayStations.
Like, yeah, or like don't use my hot sauce. You got
don't use my toothpaste.
Yeah, don't use my yogurt on your nipples.
But a vibrator is like just the only thing you should be concerned about is batteries and then germs, and then that's gross.
Okay, as far as things that you put in your body, how would you feel, Corey, if you came back and found out Mari had used your toothbrush?
That would be the worst thing that's ever happened on planet Earth.
Is that true?
What?
Would you be grossed out by that?
Yes.
How do you feel about that, Mari? What's your toothbrush? Your toothbrush stance?
Well, what if it was like a super fancy toothbrush and...
Are you saying that you've used
Corey's toothbrush? No, I haven't.
Okay.
Cool, well, that's gross for me.
Okay, let's go with the toothbrush thing. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, it takes a little time to get to the shared toothbrush thing, if ever, right?
Yeah, like, that's never.
That's Corey's a never. I've shared a toothbrush before, but only after, like, many other things have been shared.
I think I've shared toothbrushes before.
On the first date?
But you can buy toothbrushes, so it's not really a problem.
Well, enough beating around the bush. This person took something that belonged to her roommate and put it inside of her vagina.
Or her butt.
That's true. She said she just used it. She didn't say where or how.
She might not have put it in anything.
She might have used it just like a neck massage.
Or for the outer region.
I don't know what your situation is with your roommate as far as what's cool to use and what isn't. I'm wondering if you got like kind of a thrill out of it. But I also wonder, don't people typically kind of hide their sex toys?
Yeah, how does this person know?
Maybe they're lesbian lovers.
Well, it's one or two things, right?
If they're flaunting it.
Yeah, either the roommate just left it out on the counter for anybody to use, or it's like in their living room next to the Wiimote.
With a sign that says, use this.
Yeah, or like somebody was creeping up on their roommate's stuff.
Well, either way, I think it's funny.
Well, no, it's great. I love the secret, but it's a little out of control.
Yeah, it's kind of yikes.
I had a roommate for a while. I different roommate, not the vampire librarian whippet addict, who I lived with for a while. And in the bathroom, there was one of those plastic sets of drawers that had different things in it, like Q-tips and toilet paper and that kind of thing. And we lived together for quite a while. And I remember there being something that I would always see that was wrapped up in there. And I could see the bottom of it, and it looked like a handle. And for the longest time, maybe 8 months, a long time, I never thought anything of it. Like, I'd reach in, get some Q-tips, whatever. And I just thought it was maybe like, I think what I thought it was a curling iron or something. That it was just a curling iron sitting in the common bathroom drawers. Mm-hmm. But then it was in fact a rabbit.
A real life rabbit.
It was a real life rabbit. Okay. No, it was, I think like, a vibrator. You know, one day going in trying to get some Q-tips or something, I knocked it, the cloth around a little loose and was able to see that it was in fact her vibrator just kind of sitting there in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice one. I did not use it, but it was a nice one. It was a rabbit, which if you remember the lady who wore down her vibrator a few episodes ago, she also used a rabbit. Yeah. It's a very popular model. But it was a weird thing to just stumble across. This roommate was my friend, but we were just friends. It wasn't anything romantic or sexy. And then suddenly I find this thing that she puts into her body on a regular basis in a sexual way. And I was surprised by that. But it never would have occurred to me while she was on vacation to do anything with it. Unless maybe, I don't know, like mix a drink or something. I don't know. Like what would you use that for?
That's got to be a weird feeling to see that.
Just stumble. Like, Corey, do you have a Sonicare toothbrush?
I do.
I've always felt that like in a cinch, a Sonicare toothbrush could act as a vibrator.
I think the sonic waves would be too powerful.
You think so? What if
you have a really clean vagina?
What if
while I feel like maybe like an Oral-B electric toothbrush has more of like a
the vibration that you're looking for? Okay, that is what I have actually.
See, I have the actual like Sonicare brand.
Yeah, I have the Oral-B Braun one, the one that rotates. It does vibrate a lot. Do you think like if you slid that into a condom or something that it could
rip the condom and
I could do some damage, make a whole
big mess.
Listen, I don't know what the deal is. This is a very interesting secret. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little shocked. I'm a little curious about, you know, the circumstances. And I have to say, maybe this is a moment that I can say, and I think I speak for all three of us when I say we really enjoy it when we get the follow up emails. Flesh it out. They're so good.
Please.
We really love those. So if you could, I mean, vibrator, roommate vibrator girl, please feel free to write back in. We would really like to hear it. I like this secret. It makes me feel a little weird about all of my roommates because I've had a lot over the years, and I've often gone out of town for weeks or months at a time. And I wonder what they were doing with my stuff back home.
Well, now I'm going to feel weird when I use my toothbrush. So thanks.
Perfect. excellent. I love it. Mari, what do we, we're running out here. Two more? What do we got?
My friend's new girlfriend is cute, but boring, and I think he can do better.
Do you think this is a friend of that girl earlier whose boyfriend's friends said not to sleep with him?
No.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I
that just blew my mind, kind of.
But I feel like in that the first email, that guy's the one who sucks.
Okay. So. Do you think this is the guy who wrote last week saying that he found a girl to sleep with that's ugly?
No, this person's cute.
Oh, she's cute, but boring. Okay. Well, God, this is always a weird thing. Like, what do you do with your bros with their lady friends? If there's anything I've learned over the years, it's hard to pick them. Like, it's hard to see it coming. There's often I've had like super outgoing, super funny friends that end up with incredibly shy, introverted girls, and they seem to do well, but it's just a match I would never see. You guys ever run into this kind of thing, like where it just doesn't seem like the right match, but your friend seems happy?
I can't really remember. I feel like most of the time, it's not that like they're an amazing couple, but it's like, yeah, okay.
You can see what the draw is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I don't understand why some people are attracted to each other, but like
I guess really that's the thing. Like, yeah, you can't really understand. Like, you don't know what goes on when they're alone. You don't know what's up. Like, maybe she's, you know, maybe she's amazing at something that's a very private bedroom activity that that you're just not privy to. Or it could be a lot of things. I guess it's really hard to just look at a couple and know what each of them are getting out of it. And I guess to me, this seems like it's not so much that you're worried about your friend. It's just that you don't want to hang around this boring girl. Does it maybe seem more like that? Like,
seems
this is
more like that.
A little
yeah.
bit selfish. If anything, as life goes on, it's just going to get more intense. Like, people are going to get in longer term, more in it to win it kind of relationships, marriages, things like that, where the girlfriend is just, it just comes with the package. And
I don't think it's the friend being selfish. He's just bored.
Well, maybe you need to get a cute but boring girlfriend.
No, don't do that. You'll be super bored.
And then they can talk to each other and you can hang out with your friend.
Yeah, then they'll cancel each other out. Or maybe you need to get like a crazy, freaky girlfriend who's just insane.
No, don't do that either.
No, listen. I know this girl. I know this girl that puts yogurt on her boobs. I know this other girl who uses lightsabers as vibrators or as dildos. So I think, I mean, if you need like a hookup, I can put you guys together.
Get combo.
Just let me know. If they're happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And you just let them be happy, right?
Happiness. You don't have to marry her.
Yeah. Or I don't think you do. Do you?
No.
If you have to marry her, email in because I'm interested in how that scenario plays out. We've got one more email. Mari.
I pick my nose and eat the boogers. Bam.
This is one of those emails where I really appreciate the little automatopoeia.
Oh, God, I love those ones.
Yeah, where you get a little, I pick my nose and eat the boogers. Bam.
Bam, like emerald.
Do you think that's what it is? Like a very Emeril Lagasse kind of bam?
He also like picks his nose and then he sprinkles the boogers into his stew.
His pasta.
This is one of those things. Have you ever known anyone that's done this? Because this is one of those things that I always feel like is like a trope of Nickelodeon and little and like young adult novels that always shows up that I don't think I've ever really encountered. I don't know that I've ever actually known someone that ate their boogers.
I've totally seen someone eat their boogers before.
Mari eats his boogers.
I don't eat my boogers, Corey.
Yeah, you do.
Mari, where did you see this? Was this someone you knew or did you just
it was in the mirror.
I might be misremembering, but I feel like it was
Amir.
It was on the bus from New York to Maryland.
Oh, so this is pretty recent. Like,
yeah,
was
last
year. Were they being really discreet about it, or were they just seeming like they totally weren't like even thinking about
I was on the bus I think it was the mega bus, and then there was another similar bus going the same direction.
Mega bus?
It's, you know, it's one of those situations where someone's in their car or the bus and they think no one's watching, I'm watching the whole time.
It was a different bus.
Yeah.
So it, up the nose, rooting around, extraction, and into the mouth.
I think he ate it.
Okay.
I don't remember.
What if it was a scratch on the other side of the nose?
I know what you're thinking. Corey.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a Seinfeld reference, and even I know that. And I've never watched an episode of Seinfeld. I know that from a commercial that probably aired in 1992.
I don't
Corey
know
Schmitz.
That one. I don't know that reference.
Corey Schmitz.
Yes.
You're grounded. My question to you. See, there's two kind of ways this can play out. There's like you're actively creepy, like gross. You stick it up in your nose and you eat it, or you just are completely unawares. And I guess here's how you tell is if there's a if they look in between.
Do the check.
Yeah, if they like check it for size and color and all of that before they
put it in. Or if they check their surroundings to make sure no one's looking.
Yeah, I thought it was a surrounding check.
Okay, yeah, that could do it too. Sure. Did you get a sense of whether this person knew what they were doing or what was your sense of that?
Well, now I'm worried that this is something I made up in my brain, but I don't remember the person checking.
So Mari's sitting on the megabus. Yeah. He looks over towards the window.
Uh-huh.
And an imaginary ghost picks his nose.
No, I
totally remember someone picking their nose.
But Corey, do you see what happened here?
But I don't remember if they ate it.
Those windows are highly reflective. It was dark outside. Basically, when it's dark outside and you've got the little megabus light on, it's mm-hmm. like a mirror.
So Mari, I have thought there a witness.
Was another bus, but it was so, really the same bus.
Yeah. Who was your witness?
Katie Turner.
Katie C. Turner.
Yeah.
Also saw this.
Yeah, she saw it.
Okay.
Did she see a person that looked a lot like Katie Turner in the background, kind of?
No, there wasn't. Although the guy was Asian.
Interesting. Okay, well, so apparently it does happen. Do you think this is that guy?
No, I doubt it.
Listen, so what are boogers made of? It's just some mucus, and the truth of the matter is that same mucus that's running down into your nostrils is the same snot that's running down your throat and you're swallowing all day anyway. Is that right? I mean, it's not really different. The thing about what's going on in your nose, I guess, is that it's kind of getting flaky and hard on some hairs. It's maybe filtering out some impurities in the
air. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You're making me want to vomit right now.
Are you getting really grossed out? No, I guess my point is I'm just trying to get to the core of this. Like, is it really bad to eat boogers? Because they're made of something that you're basically swallowing all day anyway, with just it's just hardened a little bit. It's just cured.
I doubt it's actually bad for you. It's just kind of gross to think about.
It is a little gross.
But it's like
it's like
foreign objects coming into your nasal passages and then getting trapped, I'm assuming, and
it's just snot that's congealing.
But like the snot comes because I don't know anymore. Whatever.
Well, yes, because there's impurities, but whatever. It's not.
That's
clean.
The second time we've said congealed in one podcast.
This is the congeal cast.
Congeal cast. Word of the week: congealed. Well, thanks for confessing. I mean, this is kind of a great secret, because what other venue could you possibly tell this? Where else would it ever be okay to do this? Unless,
because this is not okay. Really.
You know, recently at my office, there's been a handwritten sign on the outside of the men's bathroom stall on the third floor, and there's been a couple iterations of it that have grown kind of increasingly more desperate.
Uh-oh.
And I think the initial version was something: "Please stop wiping your snot on the walls."
Whoa.
And then I think it ramped up until the end. It was almost angry. I think it was, "Stop wiping your snot on the walls. It's disgusting." I never actually saw it. And I think some of my coworkers did get in there and see the kind of painting, the kind of artwork this person was creating with their snot on the walls. But
How does that even work?
I don't know. I guess they've got some really, they're just fishing in there, pulling them out and going for the walls. Yeah.
That's just rude for the custodial staff.
It is. I don't know. What do you guys think about boogers? Like, as far as the social implications of it, I'm someone who's very self-conscious about having a clean nose. I use tissues frequently. I always kind of, you know, I'm scratching my nose a lot to make sure I don't have anything there. What do you guys think about that?
I'm not going to eat anything.
I don't. Okay.
I think I have put things in my nose that I've eaten, though, like an M&M,
and then
a peanut M&M.
Out of your nose and you ate it then?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's
okay, right?
Kiddos do that, sure. That's fine. Yeah. Nose picker, it's fine. I mean, I don't think there's any, health implications. If this is your secret thing, I guess that's okay. I might worry, like, whatever. Live it up. Live your life.
Yeah.
If we're going to come on to this podcast and tell people that it's okay to rub yogurt on their nipples and it's okay to use Yoda lightsabers as masturbatory aids, far be it from us to tell you not to eat your boogers. Enjoy it, right? Bam.
I think the number one rule of kiss and tell is do whatever you want.
That's pretty, if you're not hurting someone, and that includes yourself, like if you're not hurting anyone, it's probably okay. Whether it's neutral or actually beneficial, like, if we learned anything from the show, people do weird stuff. And I know I do plenty of weird stuff when I'm alone. I'm not a booger eater, but I do weird stuff. So whatever. Live your life.
Yeah.
That was our 10 emails. We cranked through those. We had kind of a weird weird hodgepodge of emails.
A weird hot pocket.
Yeah, well, we're trying to find the right balance of... And weirdly enough, we almost don't even have to try. We get almost a 50-50 split of kind of serious secrets and crazy secrets. And we're totally... We're happy with that. You guys send us what you want to send us, and we'll spit it back at you.
Yeah, doesn't have to be like super sexy. Just
no, we like it, booger eating. That's great. Like all this stuff, any of this stuff is great. We there's no theme or genre we encourage over any others. Really, it's just we want to hear stuff that you can't tell anyone else. We want to be those guys. We want to be the guys you can tell anything to. We're not going to judge you too much unless you're fantasizing about giving, you know, blowjobs to your neighbor, in which case Corey and I will judge you harshly, and Mare will applaud your actions.
I still love that person, though.
Yeah, we love you. In most cases, we just want these secrets, and we've gotten plenty of emails and feedback that people really express that it kind of helps them out to hear that everybody else is a weirdo. So in that way, we're doing a bit of a public service, and we're all for that. And we appreciate you guys for listening. Thanks for sending in secrets.
Hey, wait!
What did we forget?
Whoa!
Corey's pick of the week.
Oh my gosh! If you recall last week, Corey liked all of the emails so much that he pulled a cop out and said they were all great. So we got some really good ones this week, Corey. What is the Corey's pick of the week?
I have two.
Okay, let's hear them.
One is the Yoda.
That's a great one.
That person rules. And the other one is the feedback that said that they like me.
What would you say if I told you that was the same person?
I'd say call me.
Call you. Do you have any like Star Wars paraphernalia, any collector's items that might be of use?
I have a General Grievous action figure, but I think that's going to be kind of spiky. Yeah.
That's really going to hurt. Actually, speaking of kind of action figures and cartoons, this is sort of a tangent, but have you guys read our iTunes reviews lately?
Oh God, yes.
God, they're so good. You guys are the best. You make us feel so great. We really love the reviews. Thank you so much. Thanks for the ratings. Thanks for the written reviews.
I wish I could shout out to all of them.
At some point, we have to do something. But right now, did you guys see the Powerpuff Girls one?
I wanted to mention that, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, yes. I thank you so much, everybody that wrote. We for whatever reason, we got that Ninja Turtles comparison, and then now we've got the Powerpuff Girls comparison. Although I have to say, for me personally, and you guys can chime in on this, I thought that I was a pretty obvious choice as Blossom.
Yeah.
Although in my mind they had you guys reversed, right? I mean, to me, Corey is easily Bubbles, and Mare, because he's a snarky jerk, is obviously Buttercup, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got anybody who knows that. Keep those reviews coming. We really appreciate it. It really helps us out. Keep the ratings coming. If you have any cartoon characters you want to compare us to, please do so. Keep sending in those secrets, keep telling your friends, keep tweeting, and if there's anything about the show you like, just tweet about it. Tweet if you're listening right now, tweet if there's some ridiculous thing that Corey said, like
your favorite quote, just tweet it.
Yeah, tweet your pick of the week. How about that? We're just really trying to get some more listeners. That came out a little more desperate sounding than maybe I meant it to, but
these are our favorites, these people.
We enjoy the show, we really appreciate you guys listening, but we need your help. We need your help to get the word out. And as you know, we've got kissandtellcast.com. We've got @kissandtellcast. We now have kissandtellcast.tumblr.com. And thanks to Mare, we've got kissandtellcast at Facebook.
At facebook.com.
And thanks to me, we have...
What do we have, Corey?
I haven't done anything.
Kissandtellcast at Orkut.
The Facebook address is something like facebook.com/16477737@_... I'm not going to, just go to kissandtellcast.com and you can find the link from there. Please like it. That would be lovely. Keep those secrets coming in. We guys, you want to do a theme this week?
I can't think right now. I'm going to say like chair secrets.
Well, we got we've had a couple emails from Mari's brother. We had the person here who's worried about their brother's wiener. How about some brother-sister secrets? I mean, we've been hitting you guys up pretty hard, trying to get some secrets out of you about your own business. How about some brother-sister secrets? And as a special limited time offer, I'm going to expand that to roommate secrets.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just say secrets about somebody you live with. It can be your brother, sister, family. It can be your roommate. Tell us if you're, you know, putting any of their belongings in your vagina. Tell us if you can see their wiener through their boxer shorts. Just send it in. We want cohabitation secrets. Right,
or if
guys?
You're putting your wiener in their vagina.
That, hey, we'll take that too. So that has been episode 7. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Keep tuning in. Keep sending those secrets. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bam.
I think that's the best episode yet.